Well, good Sunday morning to you. This is Steve Sappington with the third edition of Enriching People's Lives. Welcome to 88.9 KSUR on Sunday. Let's see, I'm recording this a few days ahead of time. So let's see, I guess it's going to be Sunday the 15th that this program airs. So thanks for joining in. We're looking forward to having a great day. Again, this is Enriching People's Lives. And I hope you heard our first two shows. We're still working on, they're such big files, we're trying to figure out how to get them onto my website. So bear with us, and hopefully within the next week or two, we'll be able to let you know that you can go to our website, which is todayswordonmoney.com. And already you can, there's a link down on the bottom right that says click here for interview, and it's about a 45-minute interview that I did with Tim Wildman a month or two ago. I called in and visited with Tim over the phone, and we talked about my book and so forth. And I'm getting ready to go here in just a few days. Going to go see Tim again to Tupelo, Mississippi. Looking forward to it. And I'm going to take him out to eat at Romy's in Tupelo, where they've got the best strawberry cobbler I've ever had. In fact, it's the best any kind of cobbler. I had never had strawberry cobbler until then. So looking forward to that and seeing the good folks at AFR. Want to encourage you to look at our website. Again, that's todayswordonmoney.com. There's a lot of information you can get. You can read sample chapters from our book. You can look at various testimonials or reviews by well-known Christians who have endorsed the book. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can there's a link there where you can go to my blog, and you can of course you can buy the book too, which we'd love for you to do that. We'd really hope that the book blesses you. For those of you who haven't heard before, haven't heard me talk about the book, it's the book is actually a 40-day journey that examines the spiritual component of today's financial problems. You know, I've noticed that so many people in politics and in other areas, finance and various commercial businesses, they seem to think that well, we need to spend our way out of this problem. And yes, our economy needs to be more robust, and but again, we should be on God's economy, not on man's economy. And so we're addressing some of those problems, and you know, what does God say about prosperity? So we really hope that you'll read the book, and you can do it in just about 5 minutes a day over a 40-day period. And we also included some extra bonus chapters, some lessons on various holidays. For example, you know, whether it's Martin Luther King Day or Valentine's Day or Easter or Resurrection Sunday, as a lot of people call it, Mother's Day, Father's Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, Memorial Day, Columbus Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas. We wrote some extra chapters that were related to those topics and those particular days of celebration. So you can do that. You can listen to the audio that I mentioned. You can also, there's an archive there where you can go to read back issues of my newsletter. We've started writing a monthly newsletter that goes out to anyone who wants to get on the list. So you can sign up there on the website. You can request to be added to the list so that you receive those newsletters. And if you want to read the previous ones, you can, down in the bottom right-hand corner of the website, you can click on that, read the newsletters, and let us know. There's also within the newsletter, each newsletter has a little video link where I've recorded a 3 to 5 minute video, and on various topics. And we're going to talk about one of those topics this week as we progress here. But we wanted to, again, if you have questions, we'd love to hear your comments about the show. We'd love to answer questions. If you've got a financial question or any other comments, we'd love to answer that and read it on the show here. So my email address is sappingtoncommunications@gmail.com, or you can call the station, or you can email the station here, or you can call our office. Our phone number is 254-751-0565. We're actually going to have a little client appreciation get together. And if you'd like to know more about us, if you haven't ever met us, well, give us a call and we'll give you details, and we'll actually invite you to our little celebration. It's going to be on December 4th. It's going to be an all-day kind of come-and-go type of thing. We'll have some great food, some really healthy food. And all the clients that I serve, they're going to send me their favorite recipes. So we're going to compile a book of favorite recipes, and I'm going to give that to everyone as my little gift to them. So we'd love to have you and let you find out more about what we do, meet some of the other folks that we serve. And so if you'd like to attend, well, just give us a call. Like I say, it's 751-0565, or call the station here. They can get you in touch with me, or Sappington Communications at gmail.com. So last time we talked a little bit about my background, how I grew up on a farm in Oklahoma, went to Oklahoma Baptist University. By the way, by the time you hear this, I, Lord willing, I will have gone back up to Oklahoma for a few days. I try to get back up there for homecoming. OBU does not have a football, Oklahoma Baptist University, but they play basketball. In fact, the basketball team has been to the NAIA tournament in Kansas City, I think 9 years in a row. So they typically have a good team. I'm going to get to visit with the coach and his son and meet some of the players and see a bunch of friends that I went to school with 30, 35 years ago. So we talked last week a little bit about my background, and we're looking forward to seeing some of our friends. I'll go through my hometown and see some friends there too. So I'll get to see some high school buddies and also some college buddies. And I'm sure that everybody but me will look old. That's the way it goes, is we don't notice ourselves as we age, but if we haven't seen someone in a while, they look a lot older. But we're looking forward to that. So it'd be a great time up in Oklahoma. Let me read to you a little bit about some excerpts from the introduction to our book, so that you know a little bit more about why I wrote this book. It says, the motivation to write a book began as I observed various media personalities giving advice that I felt could have been much more appropriate and much more personalized. After I had written most of the book, I realized that really I had two books. So my first book, Today's Word on Money, is an attempt to be salt and light to people who are lost, confused, hurting, or searching in these uncertain economic times. And so I hope that you'll not only read the book, but that you'll study God's word and speak and seek his specific rhema for you in each of your individual situations. Remember, Jesus didn't heal blind eyes the same way each time. And I know in my own life, I've depended too often on someone to spoon feed me. So I hope that what I write here will help all of us to be less dependent on someone else's research and to walk closer with God. The book has 40 main lessons, each of which can be read in less than 5 minutes. And then we included some thought-provoking questions for you to reflect on as you go through each of the 40 days. We also included a daily scripture that you can memorize or meditate on each day, so that way you're marinating in God's word, not just speed reading it. And the scriptures were chosen to help prepare your heart for the following day's lesson. And as an added bonus, I've included a few extra scriptures and some thoughts that are related to some of America's better known holidays. It's also my hope that that non-Christians will be able to profit from most, if not all, of these lessons. There are many principles in this study which have helped people of all faiths to build wealth. If you don't have a Bible and if you'd like to receive one, please let us know. I belong to Gideon's International, and if there's any way possible, I will try to make sure that you get a Bible from the Gideons, or at least a New Testament with Psalms and Proverbs. So we pray that that our book will help each of you to experience God's very best in every area of your life. That was written a little over a year ago when I was just finishing up my book. Next, I'd like to just paraphrase some of the thoughts that have come out of the first chapter in my book, and hopefully it will provoke some thoughts and maybe entice you, or at least encourage you or motivate you to go to the website to read a little bit more from the book, and then actually to download the book. You can, if you have a PayPal account, you can actually download the book. And we'd urge you to be in prayer for the whole publishing process. We've had about three different publishers that we've been working with. We're trying to compare the different offers and understand, you know, where it's apples to apples type of comparison, to see which way the Lord would have us to go. So we'd ask that if you would pray for us. So that we can have the wisdom and discernment to know, which option is the best, which publisher the Lord would have us work with. And again, if you have prayer requests, please let us know about that too, because we do want to be salt and light. We want to be a blessing to you. We want to pray for folks, and we're so thankful for the folks that listen to our show. So the first lesson in our book, the first chapter, is it's called The Most Valuable Thing on Earth. And the first question I begin with is, you know, what if something that you thought was true actually turned out not to be true? What if something that you thought was true turned out not to be true? When would you want to know that indeed it was not true? You know, I've asked people that question many times, and invariably they say, well, I want to know right now. I don't want to wait till later and find out that I was believing a lie. And so it's the goal of today's Word on Money to share biblical wealth principles that you can implement now before it's too late. And Lord knows there's lots going on today in the economy and the world situation where, you know, we need to be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. So it's my hope that there are some nuggets in this book that will help you to not be caught off guard, to not be surprised by certain things, so that you are prepared. Not that money is our source. We all know that God is our source, but He does ask us to be good stewards. And so we want as the scripture says, we want to have not only enough for our own needs, but plenty left over to give joyfully to others. And, you know, that's the desire, that's the goal of this book, is that it will help you to be good stewards of all that the Lord has entrusted you, so that you can give as much as you can to as many people as you can, whenever you can, as long as you can, as long as the Lord has you here on earth. So that's the goal, is to help you with achieving those purposes that God has for you. You know, the Bible has almost 2,500 scriptures that deal with money and with wealth. You know, so evidently God knows that we need lots of help when it comes to managing our finances. And He wants us to use money as a tool. You know, it's not an idol. We don't worship it. It's a tool, and just like a hammer or a saw or a screwdriver, other things, you know, money is a tool that helps us accomplish certain things. You know, God can use a lot of things besides money, but He does has chosen to use money as something that as a tool. Now we have to watch and make sure that we worship the giver and not the gift, and we have to make sure that. We don't just try to solve every problem with money, because that doesn't give God the glory. And so sometimes God will deliberately choose to use a different method to solve a problem, because, again, He's the one that has the answers. Our pocketbooks don't have the answers, and so many times we try to, just answer everything with money. Well, money is not the answer, just like politics is not the answer. I've gotten to the point where, my friends, whether they're on the left of the political spectrum or whether they're on the right of the political spectrum, you know, I remind them, hopefully it's tactful, but I remind them that, politics is not the solution. a government program is not the solution. I don't care whether you're talking about health care or any other government program. You know, there are ways that we're supposed to be stewards and to be responsible citizens. But we have to remember that, God is the one that has the solution. He is the answer. And he will show that to us. Sometimes he can use political situations, just like he can use doctors and nurses and hospitals to help in our healing process. But he doesn't have to have them. Jesus healed a lot of people without a hospital. So, again, we need to seek God's answer. And, God doesn't do the same thing the same way every time. So that's why he wants us to seek him so that, again, he gets the glory, so that he's lifted up. And, as I've been reading in the Old Testament, he says so many times in there that that they may know that I am the Lord. And we want to remember that as Christians, and we want to live in such a way that other people know that God is God. So as we're looking at the some of the key scriptures and principles that apply to wealth, today let's put first things first. What's the most valuable thing on earth? The most single valuable thing on earth. There are literally hundreds of scriptures that could help us answer this question, and I encourage you to study beyond what my devotionals in my book actually cover. God tells us in the Bible that he really wants to have a personal relationship with each and every one of us. That means he wants to be just like our best friend, that we talk to just like we do talk to, someone that's sitting right next to us, that we work with, that we go to school with, go to a game with, all those types of things. God wants that, he wants to be the very best friend that each one of us has, and he's all-knowing, so he can do that. In spite of all of our shortcomings, in spite of all the evil that's on this planet, God's the king of the universe, and it's amazing to some of us, but it's really true that the king of the universe truly cares, for each and every one of us. Not just me, not just you, but all of us. And he knows what's going on with our lives, and he actually has a plan. Ephesians 2:10 says, we're God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works that God planned beforehand, that we should walk in them. So, he has a plan. I was privileged to, I was in Orlando, Florida early this week, and I am a member of the Gideon, so I always take Gideon testaments with me wherever I go and give those to people. And my wife and I have a nonprofit organization that we formed, oh goodness, it's been about 8 years ago, and 8 or 9 years ago. And so we give out lots of DVDs and Christian movies and things like that to, be a blessing. God's blessed us, and so when I went to Florida, I took some Gideon testaments, and I took some DVDs, and I was staying in a hotel, and was privileged to be able to stay in one of the corner suites, and they had a continental breakfast for, just the people, the guests on the top two floors. And so I walked down the stairs. They had kind of a private stairway there going down to the next to the top floor. It was actually in Altamont Springs, Florida, which is a suburb of Orlando. And so I went down there to get a little breakfast. Actually went down there first just to get a cup of coffee. I was going to work out, lift some weights and so forth. I enjoy lifting weights, and went to, and looked around and saw the young lady that was, she was kind of the hostess. And, just said hi to her and just was impressed by the Lord, as I was leaving to go down to the weight room, that I should go back there, which I had planned to do anyway, but I was really impressed that I should minister to her and talk to her about the Lord. So after I finished lifting weights and went back up to my room, rather than going straight to the restaurant, and I got a Gideon Testament and got some DVDs and went back down to the Continental Breakfast area, and she wasn't there. In fact, the place was empty, but I had been praying that, Lord, just, you know, make the opportunity if you want me to visit with her, you know, where she's not distracted and not having to serve a lot of other people. So sure enough, in a couple of minutes, she came back, and, you know, I asked her, you know, where she was from, because she had a little bit different accent, and she was come to find out she had grown up here in America, but she had actually moved here when she was about 6 years old and was born in Bosnia. And so she'd lived there. I think she was 21. So she'd lived here in the States for about 15 years. And, you know, as I visited with her, I actually, you know, I pulled out a Gideon Testament. I asked her if she'd ever read the Bible. And she said, I think one time that she had seen the Bible. So here in America, there's a young lady that her name is Anna, A-N-A. So I would urge you to pray for Anna and her family. You know, I prayed for her as we visited and showed her the scriptures. I said, well, you know, you can turn here in this little testament. If you're afraid or if you're nervous or you're anxious, you can look that word up and it will tell you the page in the Bible that you turn to that will give you an answer for that problem. And she was really excited. I gave her a nice tip and gave her the Bible and let her pick out a DVD that she wanted. And she, you know, she just said several times, no one's ever done this. She, you know, she was really caught off guard and was blessed. And then I asked her if I could pray for her, ask her if she had any, you know, needs in her family. And she asked that I pray for her brother. Evidently her brother is, maybe into drugs or something. And so I prayed, but as I prayed for her, you know, I prayed to really, you know, inform her about that God loved her and that God had a plan for her. And that, you know, I was praying that, you know, I would see her again in heaven and her whole family. And so we'd ask you to join with us in praying for Anna. But you know, it's such a joy that we can, if we'll have, you know, be open to those opportunities, you know, we can tell lots of folks, you know, we can really be a blessing to them. And because so many of them have problems and they don't have answers. You know, I heard in a workshop that I went to this morning, I go to a men's study group, and Chip Ingram was talking. He said, you know, if you serve a big God, you'll only have small problems. But if your God is small, you'll have big problems. And so I pray for all of you that, you know, God will be real big in your life so that your problems are always small. So again, we'd ask you to pray for Anna and her family, and that we'll get to see them again in heaven. And that she and all of her loved ones will get to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So, I was telling her that, you know, that, again, the King of the universe truly cares for us. He's got, you know, countless wonderful secrets that he wants to tell us. You know, it's, the Bible says that things of God are hidden for us, not from us. You know, and we don't want to be like the Hebrews at Mount Sinai, you know, went around that mountain 40 years. And, you know, they wanted Moses to tell them what God said. You know, they didn't want to hear God for themselves. And the Bible says that Moses knew God's ways, whereas the people only knew God's acts. So you know, I hope you're like me. You want to be someone that that knows God's ways. So today, you know, if we want to answer that question, you know, what's the most valuable thing in the earth? You know, there's a lot of verses that we could quote, but let's start here with Matthew 16:26. So, again, to answer that question, Matthew 16:26 says, how do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul or your own life in the process? Is anything worth more than your soul? And I like the Message translation. It reads, what kind of deal is it to get everything you want but lose yourself? What could you ever trade your soul for? So God tells us that you know, our eternal existence and our well-being are far more valuable than everything material, not just anything, but everything all put together, you know, which, you know, all things material, they're really only temporary. So, you know, we can look at lots of other scriptures. There's, you know, Jeremiah 29:11. There's, I know the things, the plans that I have for you, plans for good, for your welfare, not for your calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Deuteronomy 8:18, God gives us the power to get wealth. Matthew 5:16, Romans 3:5-6, Hosea, Matthew 6:33, Luke 6:38, lots of different verses that we could look at that tell us that, you know, God values us in our soul. You know, we're going to live forever, either in heaven or in hell. And so obviously we want to, to have God's heart for telling other people so they understand the consequences of the choices they make here on earth. Now, in the book, I after I had the little 5 minute, 3, 4, 5 minute reading, we also have a series of just 2 or 3 questions that we ask to get people to think about the topics. And one of the questions I ask is, make a list of something that you once believed that you now know is not true. And at the top of the list, I put Santa Claus. Another question I ask is, did you ever try to change your mind about something but you weren't ready? Or did someone try to change your mind on something but you weren't ready to receive it? You know, how would your life be different if you had received that sooner? You know, too often we're like the Pharisees where we're unwilling or unable to see the truth because of our traditions. So, we need to be asking God, what does he want us to change? How does he want us to do things differently in our work and with our family? And have we placed too much trust in things, material things? You know, God's word says we shouldn't have any other gods before him or above him. My pastor, Jimmy Seibert at Antioch, he said one time that he had heard of a Christian lady from India. She was visiting with some Americans, and she actually said she didn't like to visit America because we have so many idols here. You know, and that struck some people as funny, or odd, that because you think about, they have hundreds of millions of gods over there, but if you think about it, the Americans have lots of false gods too, and we need to forsake them for the one true God. Well, we're about ready to wind up today. We thank you for tuning in. Again, this is enriching people's lives. We do want to enrich people's lives, not just their finances, but we pray that God will truly bless you in every area of your life, that you'll receive his best throughout the rest of this year. We hope your holiday season is great. We truly have a lot to be thankful for in spite of all the problems. We hope you have a great Thanksgiving and then on into Christmas and New Year's. And please let us know if you have a prayer request or if you would like to be a guest on the show or would like us to answer a question or a particular topic that you'd like us to address. Well, let us know, and we'll be happy to share that on the air. Also, again, don't forget to go to our website, todayswordonmoney.com. Buy the book. You can read sample chapters. You can follow us on Facebook. That's one example we're going to talk about, taking back territory. And for me, Facebook is a perfect example of that, just like radio is. How we're supposed to, take back things that can be used for evil and use them for good. Radio, TV, the internet, Facebook, Twitter, all those things can be used as tools to tell others about Jesus. So we'll talk about that in one of our future programs. So we thank you for joining us, and may the Lord richly bless you in every area of your life. And we'll see you again next week.